any astronomers here? Are there any paleontologists here? Yeah, Ross and friends, great, thank you, good to see you. Any classicists here? You listening, George? You're listening? Okay. We know that science funding, if it's cut, will not only be bad for the economy, but the people who need that funding, and it's hard enough to get, will lose their jobs. Some will go abroad, some will leave science, never to return. There's a workforce issue here. We're in danger of losing a generation of the brightest and the best. It's my pleasure to welcome Paul Noon, who is the General Secretary of Prospect, the leading union for many scientists. Please give him a round of applause as he explains what this will mean for his members.
Well, thanks very much, everyone, and thanks to the organisers of this great event. Thanks to you all for coming, and thanks to the people who have acted as the marshals and stewards, bringing the case not only to the politicians here, but some fairly bemused tourists as well. I'd like to say that on behalf of my union Prospect, we very much believe that science is vital. And that's not only on behalf of our 50,000 science members, forensic scientists, climate scientists in the Met Office and the Hadley Centre, government research establishments, defence science, and more widely, but on behalf of all our 122,000 members in the union, including engineers, air traffic controllers, artificial inseminators. They're not people you shake hands with all that much. But all our members, because they recognise it's not just an issue on behalf of our members who are scientists, but about the future of the UK, our economic prosperity and the well-being of our people. And that's why our union supports it 100%. It's also why the TUC supports it. I'm a member of the TUC General Council, and I think because Brendan Barber's not here today, I can speak on behalf of the TUC. You might find out what I'm saying, so I hope it's in accordance with General Council policy. But to make it clear that the TUC also supports this, and when Vince Cable made his speech, Brendan was right onto him straight away to say, we don't agree, you've got it wrong, think again, science cuts are not in the public interest, quite apart from the interest of our members. Next week, I'll be writing to every MP in the House of Commons, setting out why we think science is vital, and with some case studies of our members and what they are experiencing in practical terms because of the cuts that are taking place, and also what it means in terms of their employment conditions. We have members with international reputations, postdoctoral experience, managing big projects on £29,000 a year. That is a shameful reward for an excellent service they provide. And what has made it worse is they're now told they're going to face a pay cut. And they're facing that pay cut not because of anything they've done wrong, but because bankers have operated an unregulated banking system inefficiently and caused a problem. And we believe that's wrong. And what I would say... Woo! ..is that the £7 billion... which is being paid in bankers' bonuses this year should be diverted to employ scientists. And for that sort of money, you could employ 200,000 scientists and think what more good that will bring to public health, to the UK, and also to our economy. So our members don't work in science to be rich, and nor do any of you, I guess. So you'd be disappointed, frankly, if you do. But they should receive a decent standard of living. The other message that we'll be delivering is not just in the Treasury, but in all the departments of state around here, we need more scientists at the top. We need scientific advice to address the big questions of the day, which are scientific. They're about climate change, they're about animal health, they're about human health. That needs scientists not just on tap, but on top. We need more scientists in the House of Commons, we need more scientists around here. So my union says, keep up the good fight, recognise that this is not just an intellectual argument. If it was, we would have won it ages ago. But what we need to do is to win the political argument as well, to take the case here, to take the case to your MPs in every constituencies, prove that science is vital. Thanks for listening. Bye.